Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
Today was a good day.
Rapper, actor, founder of the Big Three, and my absolute favorite, Ice Cube. Good morning.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
So good. Oh, my gosh. Just hearing your voice makes me smile. It's so good to have you back on the show. Seriously, like, your biggest fan ever. How's everything going? How are you this morning?
Oh, it's great. You know, just completed a great season with the Big Three. And, you know, it's cool to be able to talk to you and hang out this morning.
Ice Cube, I mean, over the years, you've left Mercedes voicemail messages. I'm going to play something because last time you were in Las Vegas, you were in our building, but we were out on vacation or something, and you came in the studio into Mercedes' spot, and you left her this message. This is what you did last time you were in town.
Mercedes, where you at? She ain't here. All right. Guess I'll catch you next time. Until I came by.
She was devastated that she missed you. Devastated that she missed you when you were in town.
Oh, man, she's going to see me again. You know, I'll be back through there. Oh. You know what I mean? Say what's up to Mercedes.
I seriously cried for 3 days. I couldn't believe that happened. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, because you are in Las Vegas a lot, and you used to be here a lot more often with Big Three, but you guys are in Chicago now. Why did you guys make the change?
Well, we were in Vegas, you know, for 2021 season or most of it because of COVID. You know, we were doing like a semi-bubble. And since, you know, things kind of opened up, you know, we felt like we could go from city to city a little more. And even next year, we're going to go like when we first started, we was going from city to city. We wasn't in one city, but once a week. So we're just going back to how the league was built, you know, and formatted. It was built to go around the country, playing a different city each week. You know, we're just going back to pre-pandemic ways. That's all.
Well, we're super excited about the Monster Energy Celebrity Game. It's airing Sunday on CBS. And, you know, it's no secret, Mercedes is a huge fan of yours. And it's not a lie. She really is. She loves your music. She's been a fan of yours. Every movie role, if you're ever on TV, whatever it is, she's all in on you. Is there someone like that for you that you look up to and you admire? And if so, who's that person?
You know, I think when I was younger, I think I was like that with Eddie Murphy. You know, Eddie Murphy was a person that I had to always find on TV, movies. You know, everything he did, records. So I was pretty, you know, obsessed with Eddie Murphy as a youngster. You know, Prince, too. You know, Prince was an artist that he would, you know, have great records, rarely seen on TV, rarely did interviews. So I want to catch everything. So, but since I've been in the game, like late 80s, you know, I've been so self-centered, just worried about my damn self. That's my problem.
I love that about you. And you hustle all the time and look at all the success you've had. As a matter of fact, I just saw the other day, Megan Thee Stallion, she's joining the Marvel Universe, and she says that she doesn't want to just act. She wants to be like you and Queen Latifah and get into directing and producing. Have you ever talked to her about anything like that? Have you met her before?
No, I haven't met Megan. But, you know, I think she's on the right track. Queen Latifah, you know, went from being a rapper to an actor to a producer. And so, you know, I've done the same thing. Will Smith, LL. And so, you know, she should. I think if, you know, when you're very creative, you know, rap music ain't enough. You know, you want to expand and do things, you know, outside of just music. And so, you know, if she's serious, she should really, you know, study what it takes to get busy behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. You know, she could do it all.
Yeah, last year for the Super Bowl, I love that they highlighted hip hop and, you know, Dre and Eminem and Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar all there. Have you ever been approached about doing anything at the Super Bowl before?
Not yet.
Okay, we're putting it out there. We're putting it out there.
I came to Vegas. I came to Vegas and did the draft. It was fun. Like, the draft, to me, I mean, the Super Bowl is dope. It's two teams. You pretty much, you know, you got those fans. But with the draft, you had fans from every team. And it was cool to come to Vegas and see how big, you know, the NFL draft is getting. And so I was happy to do that. I think Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop, 50, Kendrick, they did an amazing job. And that performance is legendary.
Well, I think you are legendary. You are my absolute favorite. Ice Cube, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We love you so much.
Anytime, you know, and when I'm in Vegas, I got a little time. I come through there and say hi.
Yeah!
Why do I love him so much?
I love hearing you two talk.
You've
met a couple times before. You just met. Just how many times did you meet Ice Cube? Like a nice, true one-on-one conversation.
Well, I paid for a meet and greet once.
Did you really?
After a concert, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he came on Las Vegas Now, and I got to interview him there, and we got to hang out. Quite a bit.
I remember
there.
That. Yeah.
I've actually paid for two meet and greets with him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
Was it was at the old Hard Rock. And yeah, we went backstage after the show and got to meet
like
him.
Like a line, like, hey.
Yeah. No, I had 30 seconds to talk to him. I was like, I love you. But he's so nice. And he's just the way he's just so nice in person. I really love that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.